has no ramifications as far as your playoff status.
Right. I think that's the real challenge, you know, and you got to be a pro. And this is something you dreamed about as a kid, and you get another opportunity this year to put something good on film to end the season on a high note and, you know, be excited about getting a win here to finish off the season. Although it doesn't mean anything in the postseason, it should mean something to us, and I think it does. So that's really our mission this week is to go out and get a win and play well.
How tough has it been the past couple of days, just dealing with that realization that the playoffs are not a possibility?
You know, it's never fun, especially we started off the season so strong and, you know, been on a three-game skid here. So that's never fun. But like I said, our mentality is just getting up for this game, getting excited about it, and having one more opportunity to go play well.
Mark, what do you think of how your position is scrutinized, whether it's fair or not? It's just the way it is. When you look back at the last seven games, how would you evaluate it for you and what it might mean to your future moving forward?
You know, all the big picture questions like that, you know, that's not really for me to decide right now. And I'll have time in the offseason to look at the season as a whole and all the games I played and things like that. But, you know, there's plenty of highlights, plenty of plays that need to get better. And we'll evaluate that at the end of the season. But right now we're just focused on the Giants and trying to finish strong.
What do you think happened, though, going from when you guys, after that Thanksgiving Day game, when everything looked so great, you were 9-3 in first place, mm-hmm. possibility of getting a bye for whatever, to now being out of it that quickly? Just, I mean, this
for sure. I mean, things change fast in this league, and unfortunately, they change for the worse. And, you know, it's just tough. That's sometimes the way things go. But, you know, we all had our hand in this thing, and it's my job to focus on my specific position and my job and all the duties that come with being a quarterback, and so we'll try and do much better this weekend and you know, like I said, end the season on the right note.
Do you see it as a missed opportunity?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, there's plenty of good plays in there too. It's unfortunate that we lost some games, so you know, it's really too bad, but I do see another opportunity in front of us this week, and that's where our focus is.
You know, Chip was asked about playing, and I don't know if you've been in that situation before, about playing players who are backup players to see what they're like. How does a team feel about when you play the players who aren't the starters just because the game doesn't mean anything?
I don't know. I've never been in that situation, so I don't know. And, I mean, knowing Coach Kelly's personality, I would assume he doesn't want to do that. You know, I feel like if you've been playing this whole year, then you're probably going to keep playing. And, you know, we want to go and, like I said, finish off the season on a high note and get our 10th win, which is, you know, that's pretty remarkable in this league. But unfortunately, it's not going to be anything in the playoffs, but we'll just roll with that.
From where you stand, how do you explain what happened in December? How do you explain how you guys went from where you were to where you are?
Well, I mean, losing the last three games kind of put us in this position. So, it's unfortunate, but all that big picture, you know, looking back at the season kind of stuff, all that'll happen over the next few months. Right now, this week, before, you know, you get into why this happened, okay, you know, let's be upset about it. Man, we really missed an opportunity, this and that. You can't do that and then go into this week and expect to play well. So, you know, we'll handle all that stuff in January, February.
Mark, I know it's a different team, and partially a different stadium, but any extra meaning to you going up to New York to play a game?
Well, I mean, I have a pretty good feel for the stadium. Played against the Giants before, but, you know, nothing crazy, nothing out of the ordinary. Just want to get a win and, like I said, end the season right.
How different do you think things could have been if turnovers weren't such a factor, especially in the last, you know, handful of games?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's really one possession here, one first down there. You know, one drive, this and that, one throw, one catch, one tackle. I mean, that's how fragile this thing is. And when you miss out on opportunities like that or put yourself in tough, then we end up where we're at. So we'll learn from it and keep moving forward.
Do you guys still get excited for this game for the fans? The Giants are the Giants. Eagles fans are behind Eagles no matter what. Does that help you get excited?
Oh, absolutely. And this is been a exciting fan base to be around, and have them cheer for you and stuff. They expect a lot, and they should, because it is a good team and a great franchise. And then this kind of rivalry in the NFC East is big time. So it's an NFL game. Like I said, it's everything you grew up dreaming about doing. You have one more opportunity to do it before we take a long break here and analyze some things. So we want to do it right.
Coming off the soldier and missing the seas last season, I know it's a big picture type thing, but do you at least feel comfortable that, you know, health-wise and the way you play, that you're back and you can keep a spot?
Oh, that's huge. Just playing again, you know, being back on the field. And, you know, we were fighting for a playoff spot there and looked like we were in good position and stuff. So all those things that I didn't get to experience last year, that's really a huge win just personally, you know, in my life. It's nice to be back out on the field. So, you know, we'll clean up some of those things and hopefully just keep improving.
I get that you're not doing the year in review yet, but after each of these losses, you've taken a lot of the responsibility. How much of the onus should go on the quarterback's shoulders when a team's in a stretch like this?
I mean, that's not for me to say. I don't know. That's stuff for critics to argue about. I don't.
Well, how much do you put on yourself?
Oh, I mean, all these things. I feel responsible personally, just like Chip does, just like Coach Musgrave, just like Kelsey, just like, you know, all the guys. We're so competitive, and you know, you can, I guess, you're so competitive almost to a fault. You know, you're like, man, if I could have just done this one thing, and would have saved that from this and this whole domino effect or whatever it was. But every guy in the locker room feels like that, and that's why I think we have such a competitive team and a team that was in position, and unfortunately just, you know, missed an opportunity.
Good.
Thanks guys. Yeah.